This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About that proposed $1.9 trillion relief package, this observation. It's going to take some deficit spending, some borrowing, the government taking on new debt to get that done, a debate that is heating up, as predicted on this program. We're seeing the same thing at the corporate level as well, with a lot of companies deciding debt is really their only option right now. We learned today that AMC, the beleaguered movie theater chain, has raised more than $900 million in new financing, part of which is debt, to get itself through this next part of the pandemic. And plenty of other companies have stacked up big piles of debt themselves in the last 10 or so months. Marketplace's Mario Segarra reports on what that might mean for the economy long term.
So on the one hand, taking on debt can allow a company to survive in times of turmoil. Nathan Stovall at S&P Global Market Intelligence says without it,
you would have seen a lot of companies go out of business. But the fact that they've been propped up in the near term means that they're going to, you know, live to fight another day. It also means that they're going to be able to continue to employ people.
The debt is a bridge to whatever comes after this. But eventually, companies are going to have to pay it back, and they'll need to be making enough money to do that. Problem is, we don't know yet if certain changes in consumer behavior, like avoiding movie theaters, will be temporary or permanent. Marco Rossi teaches finance at Texas A&M's Mays Business School.
Yeah, people will go back to normal, but it might be a new normal. So if those earnings that are required to finance the debt cannot be sustained in the future just because people will change their habits, then that new debt might be unsustainable.
Even if a company can make its debt payments, that's not the only problem it'll face. As anyone who's paid back student loans could tell you, when you have to put a big chunk of your money towards that bill every month, you don't have as much cash to spend. And in business, that means less money to grow or outmaneuver your competitors. That happened to a lot of the retailers that were saddled with debt by private equity firms and later shut down, like Toys R Us. Nathan Stovall again.
It's not just as simple as, do you meet the debt burden? Can you remain a competitive entity in your respective industry?
But ultimately, some companies don't have a lot of options right now. They can file for bankruptcy or take on the debt in the hopes that their business model will make sense again in a post-pandemic world. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.